Hey, witches. Welcome back to another episode of Glow Girl. I'm your host, April Equilin. And this week, I'm actually coming to you from New Jersey. So traveling again. I am up here in New Jersey, Califon, actually, where my in-laws live and where Steve, my husband, grew up. And we are here just taking it all in, taking in nature and seeing all the stuff that we really don't get to see down in Florida, and also take a nice break from the heat that is down there because it's been absolutely gorgeous up here. But yeah, I'm coming to you from New Jersey and loving every minute of it because can I just say, I can just literally go in my in-laws' backyard and just forage for all of the witchy things. So last time we were here, it was dandelions. I went and I think I just picked all of their dandelions in their yard. And this time being here, I am picking wild strawberries, and I've never seen wild strawberries growing just in somebody's lawn. They're these little itty bitty things. So of course, you know, I'm picking them all and drying them and jarring them so I can bring them back with me to Florida. But I'm also finding some bones out in the woods, animal bones, to be precise. I should probably clarify that. You know, finding old wasps' nests that I can use for things. So this is like a witch's, you know, just mega store up here, just out in these woods and just finding things that I can use in my craft. It is just absolutely amazing. But anyways, I digress. This week we have something pretty awesome coming on. Tomorrow, the 21st to be exact, is the summer solstice. So I wanted to talk to you guys about the summer solstice this week and give you some easy things that you can do to celebrate and some workings that you can do if you do so choose. So let's get into it. So summer solstice, what is it? Well, it's the longest day of the year. This is when, you know, we're closest to the sun. This is when, you know, the season is at its peak, meaning, you know, like it's completed. It's growth, like the growth that needs to be done is completed. And now we're going to start getting ready for that, you know, darker time of the year when we get ready for, you know, fall and winter, when things start to get, you know, darker earlier and everything. But this is the time where we're fully awake. We are ready to celebrate. We feel alive. We're ready to freaking party with this. This is where we can take all of that energy of the sun. You know, being this longest day of the year, you know, the sun's going to be out longer. You get to enjoy it more. And we get to just kind of soak up all of that fiery energy. So think about it. I mean, think about the sun. You know, it's this big ball of fire and it's powerful and fierce and intense. And apparently down in Florida, it is like a gajillion degrees. So there you go. But if you think about that energy, that intense energy of the sun, we want to grab that. We want to take that in. So we want to use that fierceness, that intensity, that, you know, electrifying and invigorating energy, and allow it to inspire us. We want to let it literally light a fire of creativity underneath us. So if you ever needed a time to light a fire under your ass to get something done, especially if you've been just thinking about something or maybe just, you know, tossing an idea around, Do it. Oh my gosh, this is a great time to use this energy, this, you know, just fire that you can put towards reaching your goals. You know, this is a time where you need to embrace your badassery. I mean, really, you do. You need to let this energy just completely fill you. You need to use it to however extent you need to use it and allow it to bring you, you know, the abundance and the things that you want to bring into your life. Allow those things that you want to do, those ideas that you have, those goals that you set for yourself or that you're maybe resetting for yourself, allow them to inspire you and allow this creativity to come and work its magic. And this is a great time to do this. So with the summer solstice, what are some things that we can do? What are some activities we can do? We can use this moment as a time of a little bit of reflection on our peak moment. So remember, this is the time of year where, you know, growth is at its peak. So let's take a look at our peak moments that we've had, you know, throughout this year. What are the things that you're really proud of? What are the things that you have accomplished, or maybe what you have just started or are laying the plans for? You know, what are some things that you are really proud of that you want to reflect upon and celebrate? You know, this is a time of celebration. I mean, we always, you know, love a party. But we need to, you know, celebrate those moments. And don't let yourself be like, oh, well, I really didn't do much. You know, any little thing that allowed you to grow during, you know, the past few months and allowed you to move forward on your path, reflect on it, celebrate it. Show a little gratitude and, you know, just celebrate those. Those are wins, no matter how small they are. And what better way to celebrate than kind of throwing a party if you want. Invite some people over, you know, have a bonfire, have a cookout, dance, you know, have a gathering with just a couple of your closest friends, have a gathering with your whole street if you want to. But use this time to celebrate. So with this being, you know, this fiery energy, a bonfire is great to have during this time. If you either don't have the means to do it or the room or the space or whatnot, you know, it can be something small. Light some candles. Get those little, like, what are they? Those like tiki torches, those kind of things, or the ones that have like citronella in them to keep the mosquitoes away and everything. Grab a few of those and light those babies up and, you know, celebrate that way. There's so many things that you can do. You don't have to just have like this, you know, big bonfire pit. You can work with what you have, really. You can make things, especially those of you who maybe either don't want to have a gathering of people, you just want to do something, you know, on your own and something quiet and low key. The beauty, remember, it's your practice. You get to choose what you want to do. So the beauty of this is that you can do your own thing. You can do, you know, something small, something as simple as maybe making some sun tea. So, you know, remember growing up, you know, maybe, you know, your one of your parents or a relative or somebody used to make sun tea, you know, put the tea in a jar and sit it out on a porch and let it just kind of brew in the sun for a long time. Well, you can do that on this day and maybe add some other herbs and such to go along with it. Maybe some herbs that match that fiery energy of the sun, or maybe add some herbs that go along with whatever goal you're working on or whatever intention you were setting or whatever new creative endeavor you are trying to do. You can add herbs that go along with those intentions and put them in your tea. It doesn't have to be just tea leaves. You can add other herbs or fruits and whatnot, and just see what you can brew. Another thing that you can do, especially if you like to bake, is make honey cakes. So there are a ton of recipes out there on Google and Pinterest and so on. And I'm sure even some of you, if you have some books that talk about the summer solstice and like activities and stuff to do, they usually will include like recipes in there, and usually a honey cake or a cookie or something or bread will be included in there. But if you don't have a book that has that in there, definitely go ahead and just Google it. Like I said, go on Pinterest. You can find so much on there, and you can get as, you know, creative, as elaborate, as, you know, Martha Stewart as you want with these, or you can just make them super, super simple. It is completely up to you, but they taste so good and are great with a cup of tea. Whether it's your iced sun tea or if you're having a hot cup of tea, they are perfect for it, and they are even great, you know, even the next day. And what's cool about them is that if you're maybe putting up an altar or you're doing some kind of ritual, you can use them as an offering. So there you go. Some other things that you can do are decorate your altar or your space, your home, with summer flowers and colors and such. You know, go to your florist or, you know, your grocery store. A lot of grocery stores, you know, sell, you know, bundles of flowers, and grab some flowers that are just like nice and bright and, you know, remind you of this time. You know, I always love to grab sunflowers, you know, the big sunflowers. I like to add in like some different colored roses. The cool thing about being up here in New Jersey is, you know, when we walk around, you see all these nice big rose bushes, and they're all just vibrant, you know, different colors. You know, you have the red, you have the pink, you have the orange, and like almost like a whitish yellow. And it's almost kind of like a sunset when you look at them, when you look at all the colors together, and it's just so beautiful. So, you know, looking at different plants, different flowers that you can add to your altars, different crystals that you can use for the summer solstice, you can definitely add those. If you want to add any, you know, fruits and any herbs and any other items on your altar, colors, candles that go along with it, you can definitely do that, but have some fun with it. And, you know, see where it goes. And if you're maybe a little low key still in the broom closet, picking up a bouquet of flowers and just putting them in a vase and putting them on your dining room table, boom, there you go. People think that you just bought a nice, you know, a nice bouquet of flowers, but really it is your little area and little nod to the summer solstice. So let's go ahead and take a quick break. And when we get back, I want to talk a little bit more about some things that you can do on the summer solstice. And I want to give you a little spell that you can do and work with throughout the year. Hold tight. We'll be right back. When Body Art Forms came about in 2001, it wasn't just a company. It was a chance for two sisters to do something they love and to do it in a way that made them proud of what they do. From the beginning, Body Art Forms was driven by three major factors. Strive to give the best customer service in the industry, and it shows with their 5-star reviews. Believe in careers. That's why all of their employees earn a living wage. And give to charities. They donate 20% of all profits to charitable causes. They are a small business that serves the pierced and modified community, and they have been doing so since 2001. At Body Art Forms can be found on all social media platforms, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and Pinterest. And you can check out their diverse selection at bodyartforms.com. That's BODY artforms.com. Just enter the coupon code GLOWGIRL at checkout for 15% off any purchase. All right. So what else can we do for the summer solstice? Well, again, if you want to just kind of keep things a little low key, why not try some either sunrise or sunset yoga, or maybe even like a meditation if you don't want it, if yoga isn't your jam, maybe just sit and do some meditation. You can just chill for a little bit, you know, maybe find out in your area when is, you know, sunrise and sunset, and just go and watch it and see what pops up, see what comes into your mind. It doesn't necessarily have to be anything that is outrageously planned out and choreographed. If you want to do some yoga, go for it. Do some sun salutations. Those will get the heart pumping and get that blood going and take in some of that, you know, fiery energy. But, you know, try it. If it's, like I said, if it's not your thing, then maybe just meditate, or just, you know, watch the sunset or watch the sunrise. You can even, especially if you are watching the sunrise, you can toast the sun, you know, do a little toast, have a mimosa ready, you know, something, whatever, have your cup of coffee, your cup of tea, whatever your, you know, morning beverage is, have that. And, you know, celebrate that way. Other things that you can do, and one of the things that I wanted to talk to you about and give you a little spell for, is do something called a year-long wish. So I have been doing this for the past 2 years now, on the summer solstice. And what it is it is a spell that you are going to work with throughout the year until the next summer solstice. So what you do is, when you work with it, is basically on each new moon. On each new moon of every month, you are going to work with this year-long wish. And it can be holding it in your hands and kind of just refocusing your intention onto it, you know, whatever the intention it is that you put into it, just kind of refocusing on that and putting that energy back into it. It could be maybe adding some things to it. Maybe you have additional things that you want to put in it and in, you know, intentions, or maybe some things to help amplify it. You can do that. You can also even just, when you're working with it, just kind of send it some refresh energy if you need to. Now, keep in mind, you know, life happens, things happen. Have I worked with it on with mine on every new moon? No. But when I've forgotten, I do make sure that either that next new moon, I spend some extra time, or when I do remember, usually it's one of those, oh shit, moments I forgot. And I make sure that I give it a little bit of love. I either add to it, kind of like feed it, or I, you know, light some incense or a candle, and I just spend time with it, just with that intention and just kind of putting that energy back into it. So, how do you do it? What is this whole year-long wish? Well, there's a couple of ways that you can do it. I like to put mine in like a small jar. It really can be any size that you want it to be. It can be really small. It can be large, whatever. It's whatever suits you. And maybe even look at the items that you're placing in it to determine what size vessel it needs to go in. I like to use the little mason jars. They're like little 4 ounce mason jars. They come with, they come in like a 4-pack. You can get them like anywhere you can find mason jars. Almost like almost like little mason jar shot glasses, almost not as small as a shot glass, but almost. But I love those. They have the little screw on cap so I can easily get into it if I need to. And then at the end of its cycle, I can empty it out, do what I need to do with the ingredients in there, clean it out, and I can reuse it. So you can definitely use something like that. You can use a bag, like a little pouch if you want to. You can use a toilet paper roll. You can just kind of fold it in on itself to make like a little package and put your stuff in there. Great tip, by the way, especially if you want to burn something and, or, you know, once you dispose of it, you know, it is very, you know, eco-friendly and you can just, you know, burn it easily. It can biodegrade, all of that. So just a little witchy tip there with any of your spell work, especially if you're needing something that pretty much we all have around the house at some point when, you know, the toilet paper runs out. So you want to pick what vessel you are putting it in, whether it's a jar, like I said, a toilet paper roll, a bag, an envelope, whatever you want to put it in. And then you want to gather your ingredients, what you're putting into there. So for an example, like for mine, I will usually take a piece of paper. So I'll have a piece of paper. I will have some corresponding crystals and herbs that go along with my intention, you know, that energy that I am putting in there. I might add other little objects or trinkets, maybe something I find out in nature or whatnot. I might put that in there. I might add some oil to it if I have a special oil blend that goes along with the intention that I'm using it for, or I'll make one up and I'll put a few, you know, drops in there. It just really depends on what my intention is and what I'm trying to get out of it as to what I put in there. There's been some times where I've done it and it really hasn't looked like there's really a lot of stuff in there. And then other times I've put stuff in there and it looks like the jar is just completely full, of stuff. But you want to gather all of your ingredients that you are putting into. And of course you want to make sure that you are cleansing everything, cleansing the vessel that it's going in, making sure your space is cleansed, and just making sure that you're in a space of, you know, calm and grounding and readiness to put this together, because, you know, you want to set your intention and you're going to be working with this throughout the year until the next summer solstice. So you want to make sure that you are, you know, really, really focusing your time on this. This isn't just going to be like a quick little like, oh my God, I need to throw this spell together really, really quick. You really want to be mindful with everything and you want to pay attention as you are creating this. So once everything is cleansed, then you want to start putting it together. And I like to go with kind of, you know, what calls to me. I do write everything down though. So again, take out, you know, have your notebook handy, your grimoire, your book of shadows, whatever you want to call it, your phone, whatever you're keeping notes in, and do just like a quick jot down of what it is you're putting in there. And when I do this, I like to write down like the ingredients of it, and I will even put why I'm putting it in there. You know, like, okay, I'm putting lemon balm in there for success, and I'm putting sink foil in there to go out and grab the things that I want. I'm putting, you know, carnelian in there to give it this fire and this passion. So just doing things like that, allowing yourself to write down the ingredients, why, you know, basically their correspondence, why you're putting it in. Because remember, you know, ingredients for a spell, you know, you can use a bunch of, you know, the same ingredients for different things because they have different, you know, they have all sorts of, you know, different properties. They don't just have one set property. But you can go ahead and just write all that down And if you want to write it down in the order that you put it in, you can. It's kind of up to you again. But I like to keep track of what I used in that working. So I can look back and go, okay, yeah, I use this. And then this way, when I am working with it, you know, throughout the year, if I feel called to maybe add something else, like maybe add another pinch of an herb or another crystal, or, you know, maybe while I was out and about, I found this feather and it pops in my head that I want to add it to my jar, I can go ahead and do that. But I make sure that I write it down if I add anything to it as well. So you can start building your spell, start adding ingredients. I personally will usually start with putting in the piece of paper that I've written my intention on, my, you know, what I want to do, you know, the purpose of this year-long wish. What is my wish? That's what I'm putting on that paper. And when I write on the paper, I make sure that I am clear with my words. I am making sure that, you know, I'm not just putting, oh, I want abundance. Well, okay, that's great. Yeah, we all want that. But how are we going to get it? What abundance do we exactly want? Because, you know, I hear it all the time. People are like, oh yeah, I did this spell for abundance and I really didn't get anything, but I got, you know, scheduled to work, you know, three, you know, double shifts in a row. It's like, well, there's your abundance. you asked for just abundance. You kind of weren't clear with your words, and, you know, universe, spirit, whatever is just like, well, hey, here you go. Here's three, you know, double shifts. Here's your abundance, because you're going to get paid a lot more, you know, a lot more, but, you know, you have to work your ass off. So you want to make sure that you are clear and just really focusing on what it is that you want and that you're using your words wisely. So I like to write all that down on my piece of paper, and it doesn't have to be a huge piece of paper. It can be just a small little square. You know, if you want it to be on a whole sheet of paper, you can do that. You do you. And then I will fold it towards me. However many times I want to do it, usually I will do it three times. But I fold it towards me because I want to bring this towards me. And then I sit with it a little bit. I hold it in my hands, close my eyes, and I just think about that intention. Think about what it is that I am wanting out of this, what it is that I need to do over the course of this year until the next summer solstice, what I need to do to get to where I need to be. So I will focus on that. And then when I'm ready, I will go ahead and put it in the vessel that I am using. So for my case, I'm using that little mason jar. So I will put it in there. And then I will start to add my other ingredients. And when I build something like this and I'm taking, you know, one ingredient at a time, I like to, you know, pick it up, you know, with my fingers if I can, or I have, you know, little spoons that I can use when I do some spell work, little like kind of like ritual spoons. But I like to try to touch it as much as I can, because I'm putting my energy into it. I am still letting that intention kind of flow, you know, from my mind's eye all the way down into my fingers. So whatever I touch, I'm putting that intention into. And sometimes I'll even be like, you know, okay, you know, I'm adding lemon balm for success and abundance. And then I'll, you know, sprinkle it in, and I'm adding, you know, this ingredient for dot, dot, dot. So that's just me, what I like to do. Do you have to do that? No, you can do it however way you want to, but that's what I like to do. So I'll go ahead and I will just start, you know, putting in my items. And if I am keeping track in my book of what order I'm putting things in, I'll make sure that I put in an item and I'm writing it down, or put in an item and write it down. Or if you don't want to do that while you're actually building it, you can already have them in their order if you want. and already have it written down before you even start. I like to, now sometimes I do that where I will already have it in an order and I go in that order. But most of the time I like to just intuitively just go, yep, okay, this ingredient goes next. And yep, okay, now I'm going to use this ingredient. So like I said, again, you do you and figure out how you want to do it and just kind of go from there. So once you have your, you know, your vessel filled to however you want it, then you can go ahead and seal it up. You know, with me, with the mason jar, I'm putting the, you know, putting the cap on it. You know, if you're using a jar with a cork, you know, put the cork in. Now, this is where you get, again, to decide how you want to work with this. Do you want to be able to open it up throughout the year and, you know, feed it? And by feeding it, I mean, you know, adding stuff to it. Or do you want to completely seal it and just work with it where you either have it in your altar space or you hold on to it or carry it with you or whatnot? So this is where you get to decide that. And if you want to keep it so you can open it and work with it and add to it, then don't wax seal it, you know, or glue it or whatever your method of sealing is. If you want to seal it with something, then this would be the time that you would do that. And once you finish all of that, and once I've done that, I really do like to sit with it. I will hold it. And again, that intention just keeps flowing. It keeps flowing. And you can do this quietly. If you want to say something, you can. If you have, you know, a mantra or a saying that you want to keep saying, you know, over and over again until you feel it's good to stop, you can do that. But I like to spend time with it. I like to still, you know, sit and put that energy into it. And then once I'm done with that, I will place it in a spot, in a prominent spot where I can work with it again when the next new moon hits. So, you know, we just had a full moon this past week. So, and now we have, you know, summer solstice coming tomorrow. So the following week we'll have a new moon. So there you go. You can already start working with it again. And the choice is yours as to how long and what you do when you work with it. That is the beauty of this. But I absolutely love this year-long wish spell because it does get you, you know, constantly working with it and working towards your goal and putting in the work. Because remember, you know, we can have all this stuff. We can, you know, put together the jars and have the crystals on our altar and we can, you know, decorate and do all the things, but it's all just stuff if we don't work with it. We have to put in the work. And I like this spell because it does make you put in the work. You have to work with it. And the cool thing about it is as the months go by, and as you get closer and closer to the, you know, the next upcoming solstice, you can reflect on what you've done, you know, the past year, how far you've come, what worked, what didn't work. And I definitely recommend that when you do work with this, that you do keep track of it. You write down some stuff. You write down what's going on, write down, you know, your things that worked, your things that didn't, the gratitude that you have. Maybe you need to write down some new intentions that you have to add into it. So definitely keep track, because the cool thing is that, you know, at the next summer solstice, when you take this apart and you reflect on your year, you can see what you've done. You can see what worked and what didn't and where you are on your journey. And it is just an absolute magical thing to be able to see. So hopefully this gave you some ideas of, you know, what to do for the summer solstice and, you know, some easy things that you can do that really don't take a lot of gathering of stuff or, you know, a lot of time. Really, you can be super, super simple with it, or you can go as all out as you want. But, you know, one thing to remember is embrace it. Embrace all of it, whether you are celebrating by yourself or you are celebrating with a whole community. Embrace this energy and see where it leads you. So our card of the week obviously has to be the sun. So the sun is that, it's just a positive card. I mean, just hands down, it is just the positive card. It's kind of like, you know, things don't get any better than this. This is where we are. We're basking in the sun. We are allowing ourselves to enjoy this time that we have. And, you know, this is where, hey, did you ask a question? You know, did you need an answer to something? Pretty much with the sun, it's a, yes, you got it. Or maybe it's this time in your life that when the sun card comes in, it's reminding you to take that time out and enjoy those moments, enjoy those good moments, celebrate them when they show up. And, you know, think about it, you know, when's the last time that you just, you know, danced around, you know, and just were in all out joy of things just because you could, and, you know, allow yourself to just kind of bask in this light. And, you know, sometimes it could just be for a brief moment where we have these sun moments, these just little brief moments. And then sometimes it's, you know, it lasts a little longer. But just remember that whether it's, you know, an hour, a day, a month, you know, take the time to celebrate. And, you know, maybe with the sun, maybe, you know, things were a little cloudy for a little bit and now they're not. And this is that time where you can just feel like, all right, things are falling into place and I can enjoy it. Now, if you're just like, okay, but the sun's out and, I'm still not feeling it really, you know, maybe not 100%. It is still a positive card because, you know, maybe right now you're thinking, oh my gosh, things just aren't turning out how I want them to. You know, they're not outrageously horrible, but they're not, you know, unicorns and rainbows either. Just know that it will still find you. That happiness, that sun, that glow will find you. It just may take just a little bit longer. So still not, you know, nothing negative. It's still a very positive card, but maybe it's just saying, okay, well, you know, just give it just a little bit more time. And then you too will be able to go ahead and just bask in this glow. So, you know, think about it. This is it's a simple card. It is a simple way to, you know, just allow yourself to enjoy the good times, the happy moments, and allow yourself to dance it out if you want to. I love it. It's a great card. Absolutely great card to get. So thank you for joining me again this week. This has been a production of Girls Girls Media, music by Breakmaster Cylinder. And hey, if you are not a member of the Girls Girls Community Facebook page, what are you waiting for? You need to be there. That's where all the cool girls hang out. So come on, get on there, get in there and, you know, just hang out with your besties on the internet. It's amazing. It is absolutely amazing. And if you have not signed up for the Girls Girls Media newsletter, You need to do that too. Because guess what? Yours truly is putting in a little magical moments in there, some spell work and some crystal information. And, you know, who knows what else might, you know, pop in there. But you got to sign up for that. And you can sign up for that on the Girls Girls Media Facebook page. You can also look at our Facebook page and find the link in there. So thank you again for joining me this week. I hope you have a wonderful and blessed summer solstice and enjoy every bit of that fiery energy to guide you on your journey. Take care, witches. Blessed be.